Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, digital explorers. This is Nova Lane, a friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of technology and its impact on our brains. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something that affects us all, the dark side of social media. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing likes, scrolling through endless feeds, and comparing yourself to curated perfection? You know that feeling when your phone feels more magnetic than a fridge magnet, pulling you in even when you swear you'll just check it for 1 second? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Those little dopamine hits from likes and comments can actually be rewiring our brains in ways we might not realize. We're becoming addicted to instant gratification, craving that quick burst of validation over genuine connection and meaningful experiences. So, how do we break free from this digital hamster wheel? Let me share 5 key takeaways that could be your social media detox secret weapon. 1. Recognize the illusion. First things first, remember that what you see online is often a carefully curated highlight reel. People rarely push their messy moments or struggles. It's all about presenting the best version of themselves. Comparing yourself to these filtered facades can lead to feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. Take a step back and remind yourself that social media is not real life. It's just a tiny snapshot, often heavily edited, of someone else's world. 2. Curate your feed intentionally. You have the power to choose what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that make you feel envious, anxious, or overwhelmed. Seek out content that inspires you, educates you, or simply makes you smile. Think of your feed as a garden you wouldn't want weeds taking over, would you? 3. Set boundaries. Just like any relationship, it's important to set healthy boundaries with social media. Determine specific times when you'll check your phone and stick to them. Turn off notifications that constantly pull you back in. Remember, you are in control. Don't let social media control you. 4. Focus on real connections. Instead of scrolling through endless feeds, prioritize real-life interactions. Have a conversation with a friend, spend quality time with loved ones, or simply enjoy the quiet moments without your phone constantly buzzing. Remember, true connection comes from face-to-face interaction, not virtual likes. 5. Practice mindfulness. When you do find yourself on social media, be present in the moment. Notice how it makes you feel. Are you feeling energized or drained? If you're starting to feel overwhelmed, take a break and come back later. Cultivating mindfulness can help you become more aware of your relationship with technology and make conscious choices about your usage. Okay, let's dive into a real-life scenario. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented marketing professional who feels constantly pressured by the picture-perfect life she sees on Instagram. She spends hours scrolling, comparing herself to others, and feeling inadequate about her own accomplishments. This constant comparison leads to anxiety and self-doubt, impacting her work performance and personal well-being. Sarah's story isn't unique. Many of us can relate to the pressure of keeping up with the Joneses online. But remember, social media is a highlight reel, not real life. By recognizing this illusion, setting boundaries, and focusing on real connections, Sarah can reclaim her time, energy, and self-worth. So, what's the takeaway? We have the power to choose how we engage with social media. Let's use it consciously, intentionally, and in a way that enhances our lives, not diminishes them. Remember, your digital detox journey starts right now. Unfollow the negativity, follow your passions, and reconnect with what truly matters. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Unfollowed, where we'll explore more strategies for rewiring your brain for focus and living a life that feels authentically yours. Until then, stay focused, stay connected, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.